Welcome to MTV Somali Channel's nightly news bulletin. If you're new to us, please don't forget to subscribe in order not to miss out on our brand new nightly news round in Somalia. In today's headline, Somali PM invites regional state leaders for talks to finalize the 17th of September agreement. EU urges demilitarization of Mogadishu, Somalia. A delegation from the government of Qatar and the Union of Candidates met in Mogadishu, Somali courts most notorious in oppressing journalists. NUSOJ report, Puntland military court delivers death sentence to 5 Shabaab militants. We start with, Somali Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble has officially invited the presidents of the Federal Member States, FMS, and the governor of the Benadir Regional Administration, BRA, to attend the National Consultative Assembly to finalize the 17th of September agreement between the Federal Government of Somalia, FGS, and the FMS. The meeting is set to take place on Thursday, May 20 in Mogadishu. This will enable Somalia to hold elections soon. On Saturday, PM Roble said that the government will soon prepare an election plan. Earlier, Somalia's president granted PM Roble powers to lead preparation, implementation and security of upcoming elections. 140 lawmakers from the lower house of parliament on Saturday officially rescinded its previously endorsed law on popular vote, and reinstated indirect polls based on the 17th of September agreement, thus annulling a 2-year term extension for President Farmajo. The European Union ambassador to Somalia Nicholas Berlanger has on Monday said that demilitarization of Mogadishu is now the priority. In a tweet, the ambassador stated that those that want to play a positive role towards elections should support PM Roble in his key tasks. Division of Mogadishu with out-of-line-of-command security forces is not helping Somali people. On May 1, Somali Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble ordered the army to return to their bases earlier. The EU had said, now, no preconditions, no spoiling, no violence. PM Roble must count on the constructive support from all FMS presidents and other political actors for a Somali-led process. This was after the announcement by the Somalis' House of Parliament to reinstate the 17th of September agreement that calls for indirect elections. The Dikale Hotel in Mogadishu tonight hosted a meeting between members of the Union of Candidates and a delegation from the government of Qatar arrived in Mogadishu last night. The Qatari delegation is led by a special envoy from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Mutlak Al-Qahtani. The two sides discussed the political situation in the country as well as the ongoing electoral crisis, with the delegation having previously met with Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble and Speaker of Parliament Mohamed Mursal Sheikh Abdurrahman. Qatar has significant political influence in Somalia and is considered a close ally of the government led by President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo. Two journalists were killed and over 30 others arrested or charged by authorities across Somalia in 2020. A local pressure group has said, warning the country still remained a dangerous place for journalists. The National Union of Somali Journalists, NUSOJ, said in a report to mark this year's World Press Freedom Day, both state and non-state actors wantonly oppress journalists without fear of facing the law. The report titled Between a Rock and Hard Place, Journalists in Peril in Somalia documents violations against journalists in 2020. NUSOJ Secretary General Farouk Osman said the judiciary largely aided in violating rights of journalists. Far from being a safe haven, the courts in Puntland and Somaliland have explicitly demonstrated a lack of willingness to interrogate the cases brought before them, instead rushing to convict journalists on flimsy grounds. Almost all journalists that were taken before these courts were found guilty and sentenced to lengthy periods of detention. The report noted that the courts scored a 99% conviction rate in cases where spurious charges were brought against journalists. TV journalists Abdulwali Ali Hassan, Universal TV and Radio Kalmiye, and his Khalsan TV counterpart said Yusuf Ali were killed on February 16, 2020 and May 4, 2020 respectively. Another 33 journalists were either arrested, charged and sentenced during the reporting period, the report added. Regional governments remained most notorious, the Journalists' Union said, citing Jubaland, Puntland and the breakaway region of Somaliland. Somaliland journalist Kilweya Dan Farah was arrested on December 27, 2020 and held in isolation for 2 weeks before being sentenced for 3 years for his work covering the runway inflation in the eastern state. He has since been released. 5 Al-Shabaab militants were Monday sentenced to death in Somalia's Puntland state by a military court. The military court sitting in Garo declared the 5 guilty of high-profile assassinations and targeted killings in the state. The 5 are Muhammad Hashim Uman, Abu Dayyab, Abdul Qadir Ahmed Umal, Abu Abdullah, Muhammad Ali Ork, Jerry, Muhammad Abdullahi Ayanle, Abi Lee, and Qasim Jailani Al-Tarabi. The court held that the 5, on various occasions, conducted killings targeting government officials, military and business people. Court Judge Colonel Ali Shire said the prosecution had established beyond reasonable doubt that the defendants were guilty of the charges against them. He directed him to file any appeal within 30 days. That's it for our nightly news roundup. Don't forget to subscribe in order to not miss more bulletins from Somalia.